This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. We're on the live Saturday edition, doing the show 7 days a week live for your listening entertainment. Of course, you can call in and join the program by bringing up whatever you'd like to discuss. In the last hour, we talked about freedom of speech as it applies, or in many cases does not apply, to government school campuses. What inspired the discussion was a story about a young man in high school who is using the school campus as a preaching grounds for his religious belief system. He's preaching verbally and preaching by handing out tracts, religious pre-printed handouts.
Michael Leal is his name, and I use the term loud is part of what the description is of his preaching.
So, but we don't know in what circumstance he was being loud, if he was outside of a classroom, inside of a classroom, in sort of a common area, in the, you know,
well,
in the...
Yeah, the idea is
union.
His claim in his lawsuit, he's been suspended 3 times. In his lawsuit, he, of course, claims that, you know, he was doing it in an appropriate manner, and, you know, the school says it's inappropriate. And I think his case is less important than sort of the overall topic of free speech in school. And whereas I support the idea of freedom of speech, I have a difficult time understanding how freedom of speech and government schools goes together. I know how it goes in private schools, which is, you know, you're going to obey our rules or you're not going to be a student here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule. But with a government school where everybody's forced to pay for it and everybody has the quote-unquote right to an education, then what do you do with somebody who's just won't zip it?
Leal says that lately it's been outside, maybe a few times inside. It really depends on where I'm at and where the people are at as well. He says it's usually during quiet time, self-time, time for yourself, or lunch, after school, before school, stuff like that. I never try to do it to disrupt the school schedule at all, he says. So it sounds like he's trying to be as respectful as possible to what's going on around him.
It would be hard to preach, like, during class or something like that. But and what is self-time? I was never told that I had any self-time in high school.
I don't know. It might just be a period off or something like that, yeah, where you can do some studying or who knows.
Right. So if he comes up during, you know, during lunchtime and wants to do some preaching to people or who don't want to listen to him, then he has to sort of, you know, talk over him to hear it. His message is the most important thing he can say right mm-hmm. then. You need to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, because if you don't, you're going to burn in hell for the rest of the rest of eternity. Right. Like we can't grasp the amount of time you will burn in hell. And this is why this is important.
Well, okay, but his message is important, but so is anybody else that has a message, and I think they should all be able to express that message. And I think that the answer to free speech that you don't like, and that's the thing, is some people have complained about this. You know, they don't want to be subjected to his religious beliefs while they're at the government school. Not that he's necessarily disrupting a class, but that they just don't like it, that he's saying these things. And I don't think that's the correct solution, is to say you can't say those things, or that you have to go stand behind, you know, a place in which, you know, no one is around to speak to no one. That is not a solution. Having a free speech zone is not a solution. So to me, the solution to speech that you don't like is more speech. You know, if there's people out there who are uncomfortable by what he's saying, they should get out there and say something back and, you know, grab a video camera, record it, you know, give your side of things. Maybe the atheists want to come out and speak back to this guy. They should be able to do that rather than scurrying away to the administrators and begging them to crack down and create a solution.
Aren't you concerned that this will come to the administrators because when people have an opportunity to disagree, and especially, I'm just going to make a broad generalization here, young males begin to mm-hmm. disagree, that things can go to blows more quickly than people who are perhaps used to,
well,
to disagree.
Well, hold on,
and
there,
that's
Mark.
The administrator's problem. Then
this sounds like a pretty scary idea. So first, you propose the scary idea of having free speech zones.
No, I propose. Let's be 100% clear what I propose. I propose shutting down every. Well, no, I don't propose shutting it down. I propose disallowing local governments from extorting money for people for public schools. That's what
Great.
I support.
I agree with that proposal. But it sounded like while we still have the government schools, you were proposing a free speech zone. And now you were proposing what?
Well, I'm just saying that the danger is when you have, you know, one side and then the atheists come out and
you're
start talking.
A fight.
There might very
You're
well
saying
be a
that
fight.
Because someone might fight, they should not be allowed to speak freely.
If
That's
I can't
terrible.
Talk with my friends morning after morning that I'm trying to have because this kid comes around mm-hmm. and he won't listen to me, hey, go away. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your religion anymore. At some point or another, somebody's going to be like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to shut you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's going to go.
Well, that's not okay either.
To him, that's persecution and proof that things are going well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say he's probably right about that. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can bring up anything that you'd like, especially if you want to weigh in on this subject. I think that the claim that someone might get violent, so therefore speech should be restricted, is a very scary idea, Mark, and I'm shocked that you would propose that.
I'm not.
Look, I think you'd know.
I don't know why
that.
You're trying to push me into these positions.
That's
think
what
this
you said.
Is a conundrum,
yeah.
And that's the difficulty is that you're trying to run a place of business, an educational business. And you have to allow people to speak freely. I can't run any other kind of business with just anybody walking in and being able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I can't run that business. This is an untenable position that
it's
you're putting
tenable.
Me in.
I don't know if it's untenable. I mean, it's I think, completely tenable to allow people to speak
okay.
and to pass out pamphlets
Am
so long as they're not disrupting the class that's
as,
going on.
As the school administrator, what responsibility do I have for the safety of Mr. Leal?
Well, there is an argument that the school is responsible for protecting their wards. Usually the government doesn't have
so
any obligation to protect
you. Say what
you.
He wants to people when he wants, and I have to protect him from the consequences of those
Well, you
speech.
Won't be held liable. I mean, you can rest assured, Mark, that as the administrator of the school, you personally will never be held liable for not protecting the students.
Then I'm fine with it.
But the school itself could be held liable.
Well, that's what I mean.
And so, well, there's a difference there.
Okay.
And so, you know, what and the reason why, because we've said a billion times on Free Talk Live that the courts have ruled over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect you. That's generally a true statement, but I think the exception to it tends to be that when you are a ward of the state, they do have some level of obligation to protect you. So if you are a prisoner, or if you are in a government school, which is like being a prisoner in a lot of ways, you know, you're there in those places against your will in many cases. You know, a lot of the kids in government schools would prefer to be somewhere else. And so
can I have Mr. Leal sign a piece of paper that says that he will not hold the school,
yeah.
whatever county, liable for any violence that's enacted against him based on the preaching that he does. In that case, he can preach before school, after school, and in the lunchroom, as far as I'm concerned.
Great.
And if somebody wants to beat him into raspberry jam, then that's not my fault.
All right. I'm on board with that one. Let's go to Larry in Kalamazoo, listening to WBCK. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Just
a quick comment about that. I'm a... You know, about your free speech in the school thing. I'm a former public school teacher, and,
yeah.
and now I teach college. I don't see a problem with this at all. I agree with you that there ought to be free speech for everybody. All the school district has to do is put out some guidelines in terms of as long as you don't disrupt other people. If anybody turns into anything violent, then there's very serious penalties for them. I mean, you just lay out the guidelines in advance. I think, you know, he wants to talk about his religion, that's fine, but, you know, if you say no free speech, then you can't talk about gay rights, you can't talk about politics, you can't talk about anything. And I think the schools, especially if you're talking about high school age and college, they need to hear more.
I agree. You know, they should be places where...
by the teachers.
They should be places more like colleges, as Mark was suggesting earlier, where ideas are encouraged to be exchanged rather than shut down with threats.
And, you know, because they're typically now, all they hear are the politics and the opinions of the teachers. And you know, sometimes mm-hmm. those can be very biased, and we don't have any problem with that. And I think, you know, the argument, oh, there might be a fight. Well, you put out rules. Let people have a right to think. If they're interfering with other people, they can't do that. If someone else starts to pick a fight, you're immediately suspended and maybe even criminal charges against you. Who's going to start a fight if they know that's hanging over their head? I think it's actually pretty simple. We ought to have
I'm on your side, Larry, and Larry is a former teacher, so
Larry sounds smart.
I think he knows it. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Good thoughts. 855-453, that's a toll-free number. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the freeze-dry guys, three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is freeze-dry guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call freeze-dry guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking about free speech. Can it exist on a government high school campus? When I was going to government school, there was a conversation I had with the principal at one point where he pretty much told me straight up there's no such thing as free speech on a
He just wanted
school.
You to shut up.
Well, I forget what even the issue was that had brought me into the principal's
office. I know, you
just
disagree with authority often enough that
yes,
at some point or another you're going to forget about what the reason was.
We were on a first-name basis. So, I was in there fairly often, all things considered. And you know, to me, I guess it was kind of a shock. I mean, that was one of my first experiences with the state. Obviously, young people, that's usually their first experience with the state is going to the state-run schools. And I had been told all these things about free speech and the Constitution. And
right,
you know,
you take the government civics class.
Yeah, and I thought it was the real deal. And that was my first.
I thought you said freedom of speech.
Yeah, that was my first, hello, reality check kind of moment. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty, it can be really hard to read stories or watch movies with the kids in your life. I'm always sort of grumbling about the collectivist and statist undertones and propaganda inside entertainment. Well, I listened to one of the best pieces of audio theater that I've ever heard recently. And it's so good, I would sort of call it an audio movie. It has big-name actors, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, James Cosmo from Braveheart, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings. And they're in this audio thing called In Freedom's Cause. And it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. History has been gutted and sanitized. In Freedom's Cause, it brings history alive for kids and adults in a wholesome way. You can give the gift of freedom to your loved ones this year. This is a great gift to all the kids in your life because it's really going to teach them something. And I think that the adults, especially the history buffs, are going to enjoy this. But anybody could, in the same way that anyone can enjoy, you know, the movie Braveheart. Use coupon code FTL when you buy the Family 4-Pack at infreedomscause.com, and you'll get half off. That's a huge savings. This is four gifts for the price of one, essentially. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL. That's InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL, and you'll save 50% off on this great gift.
Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hi. Sounds like a little bit of a hypocrisy here on the part of the family sending their child to school to preach to others. I say hypocrisy because most churches don't allow people to come in there and freelance as preachers in their congregation on a Sunday morning. What we need
Well, the church is private property, so the church can disallow anyone they want to from coming in there.
Well, the whole idea is Christians who complain most about not being free to preach enough are also people who don't have the ability to persuade people in ordinary conversation. In other words, they have been brainwashed to think that what freedom is sitting in a large congregation for an hour a week and not saying anything, just sitting there being quiet and let somebody cram a bunch of stupid ideas down your throat, and that way you get to go to heaven.
That's a legitimate critique of the
organized religion generally.
Organized Christian religion.
I wouldn't say just the Christians. I would propose to you that the Quakers had a system for dealing with this up to 400 years ago. The Quakers, there isn't a preacher.
In some Quaker churches,
like some have evolved to just wanting a preacher, and there's no doubt about that. But when you're talking about
there's a term for that, right?
Liberal unprogrammed
meetings.
And they don't use the term church, they use the term meeting.
Unprogrammed meaning there is no pastor, there is no preacher.
That's correct.
Well, let me make just two comments there off the Quaker issue. the Quakers are very, very similar to Jews in terms of their distinction as Nobel Prize winners.
That's
Jews,
true.
Jews are 120 times more likely than the average non-Jew to win a Nobel Prize for science or medicine, but Quakers are way more likely than 120 times. I don't even know what the number is.
Fascinating. I had not heard that. Hey, Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, Quakers are, you know, historically known for being real activists and doers.
Thinkers, too. People that have different ideas, and it was a collection of people who had different ideas, the diggers, the seekers, and they all sort of came together, levelers, to bring their ideas into this movement that was sort of counter the Church of England and... it was very popular up until the Revolutionary War, and that's kind of what kicked the legs out from underneath it.
David is in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello.
I'm
just wondering, I guess, a couple of things bother me. I guess you guys are, you know, kind of discussing something that you obviously don't know all the facts to. I mean, you've admitted you don't know all the facts to. I don't either.
I don't believe news stories anyway, so I don't think any of us can have facts.
Well... that's true. But I just wonder if the tables were turned if he was an atheist handing out atheist pamphlets and preaching atheism, or however you pronounce it. I'm guessing the ACLU would be all over that school for kicking him out. It just seems that people, certain groups, self-interest groups, are getting all the voice anymore in this country. You know,
I don't know if what you're saying is true. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't see why the ACLU wouldn't take up his case.
Because the ACLU is not a Christian-based, I guess.
You don't have to be Christian-based to support free speech. The ACLU is an organization that supports free speech. It's one of the things that they support. A lot of the constitutionally protected rights is what the ACLU backs up.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to defend the ACLU in this circumstance because I don't know if they turned down the case. But a Christian organization did take it up. He's not paying for his lawsuit. So, I mean, I guess... The system that we're all in decided to pick this up because the problem is with the courts is that the average person can't afford to fight for what they feel is right. They have to go to one of these organizations on bended knee and essentially ask them.
And I understand that, but also I don't believe, anyway, I'm not a lawyer, I don't believe there's any law on the books anywhere in this country where a person has a right to not be offended.
That's correct.
I mean, it's just crazy what's going on anymore. There's 2 weeks ago, something out in Massachusetts or something, some lady complained because the school was calling it Christmas vacation or Christmas break. And so they got together and changed it to a holiday break. The community got together, put together 4,200 signatures on a petition to get it changed back to Christmas break. And the school wouldn't do it because one person complained about it. And another thing, all these protests, you know, when they closed down the Lincoln Tunnel, all those people, they should have sealed off both entrances, let them fill up the Lincoln Tunnel, seal off both entrances, and not let them out until they paid a huge fine because...
Yikes. All right, more coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom of speech in government schools. Can it exist? One young man is in trouble for speaking about his religious beliefs while in government school. Now, he says he's not doing it to disrupt class. He's not necessarily doing it during class. Sounds like he's maybe doing it out in the hallways or outside or in the cafeteria or something like that. And it has led to a conversation about just speech in general. Should it be allowed? Should there be restrictions? And what should those restrictions be? I don't mind the idea of saying, hey, you can't be preaching in class, because that could be pretty disruptive.
Most of school is in class, as I recall.
But there's times where you're outside of class, walking in the hallways, or out on a free period, or at lunch, or something like that. And those would seem to be fine times to have discussions about anything.
We only had maybe 5 minutes tops between classes, so there's one a lot of opportunity to hassle people in that period of time. Lunch might be the only one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what a school day looks like these days, but yeah, I think you're right about that. Anyway, you're welcome to comment here at 855-450-FREE. I err on the side of more speech. I don't think we should be restricting speech, especially on government property. I think more speech is a good thing, and restricting ideas will only dumb people down even further.
So the Bitcoin economy continues to grow. You can buy just about anything in Bitcoin, but people have been sort of using the car as a bellwether. There aren't many car dealers that are going to accept Bitcoins for cars. Well, now there is. New Age Auto Sales is a car dealership down in Florida, and they can ship anywhere in the world. Their cars come from their rental fleet. You can go to newageautosales.com and take a look at what they've got as far as inventory goes. Their cars come from their rental fleet. They're maintained by them, and they take good care of them. The reason that they can price them so low is there's no cost as far as the auction fees go. There's no transportation. You know, when they put used cars on trucks and drive them all over the place, they don't have those transportation costs built in. Now, there'll be a cost for, I assume, shipping them around the world, because they can ship them anywhere you want for New Age Auto Sales. But they want to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. They're the first auto dealer to accept Bitcoins, and that makes it pretty exciting. So you can get late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com. Yes, they will take U.S. dollars. newageautosales.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But real quick, I wanted to respond briefly to something our last caller said right as we were going out to break about the protesters blocking some tunnel, blocking traffic. And I think that that's a terrible thing. I don't think that people who are protesting should block traffic. I think
they did it during the civil rights marches when black people were voting, protesting for their freedoms in this mm-hmm. country. That behavior is given a pass. Now, you either are for it or against it, because every protester believes
I'm against blocking traffic. I think that that's a way to get people upset at you. You know, they're just trying to go to work. They're trying to go and, you know, feed their family.
Maybe if
or
people
whatever.
Are standing by and they're more worried about going to work than humans having the rights of equal rights, then those people stink.
Well, I guess I understand what you're saying there, Mark, but, you know, people should be able to get from point A to point
B.
I'm
just saying that if you want to look at protests, you need to look at history to be able to remove the emotion from it. There are very few Americans...
Well, I don't support anybody blocking the road. I'm not saying one group should be able to block a road and the other group shouldn't.
I know, but I'm telling you right now that the civil rights movement did use traffic stopping measures in order to get their message across. And I'd say that there's a certain percentage of the population that still supports it. I might be
obviously,
of that
percentage. They've blocked some traffic recently. And I just think that it's not a good way to garner good feelings among the people you're trying to reach. If you're inconveniencing somebody, if they're trying to get somewhere, and most
there's
people
a good chance. Most it better be darn important, right?
Most people who are driving somewhere have a destination in mind. They're not just driving about aimlessly. So you're inconveniencing probably 100% of the people that are on the road, and how is that going to affect their openness to whatever it is the message that that you have? I think there are other ways to reach people in their cars, and that includes holding signs from
but
the side of the road.
As we can see, people often don't like protesters at all. It's like, get a job!
You know, I'm not concerned about those people. I want to reach the other people.
There was a study done, and the study says that essentially people don't like protesters. Mm-hmm. That for whatever reason, if you take the time and energy to protest what you think is wrong with the world, they don't like you. And it's amazing.
So the last thing you want to do, in my opinion, is to then step out in front of those very people who don't like you and prevent them from getting to their destination. So no, I don't support that form of protest. I understand that some people do, but that is actually that's the textbook definition of disorderly conduct. Normally, I'm a critic of the disorderly conduct charge, as far as it's something that the police will throw at somebody they don't like. You know, if you're doing something the police don't like and they want to give you, you know, arrest you for it, they'll hit you with disorderly conduct. But one of the actual reasons for the disorderly conduct statute is the blocking of traffic. And I think that one makes sense. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Chuck in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live, Chuck.
Hey there.
Hey,
Chuck. I was just going to respond to the young man preaching in the school. I applaud him, first of all. There should probably be a little bit more of that, because the caller before the last caller said that somebody doing that was taking a crap load of ideas and trying to feed them to people. And basically that's what school is nowadays. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I have a 6-year-old going to first grade who is getting ready to be taught sexual harassment in first grade.
Really?
And yeah, really.
Do they send a piece of paper home that says that you can choose that that you know, is appropriate or not?
Right, right. Well, they didn't say whether or not you could say whether it's appropriate or not. They just said you could view the material and blah, blah, blah.
When we were in school, the boys would play against the girls a lot of times in teams. Is that sexual harassment?
No. And
okay.
See, here's the thing. we live in a moralless society now.
Moralless?
We used to instill morals and values in kids. One of the things that happened along the way is government took the power away from the parents and they gave it to the children. You know, if you hit me with a belt, I'm going to call DHS and you're going to go to jail. You know, if the crime fits the punishment or if the punishment fits the crime, you know, a la Adrian Peterson, I used to get a switch when I was younger.
Well, I don't support corporal punishment. I think that that's abuse personally. But, you know, I understand that
abuse,
it's your family and... Yeah, I think it's your family, and you should be able to set your own punishments for your kids. But I don't support that.
Right, but abuse is doing something over and over without a cause. I mean, that's like
it doesn't matter to me what your excuse is. If you're hitting children, I mean that's violence. That's not cool. That teaches kids that violence solves problems. That's not what you want to teach your kids, is it?
No, it teaches kids that if they do something wrong, there's severe consequences for it. A lot of times, I'm not saying if they. If they, you know, throw something at somebody that you should, you know, take a switch off the tree and beat them or anything like that.
Oh, there's lots of different. Every parent that is in favor of corporal punishment has their own arbitrary set of boundaries that they think it's okay to fetch a switch for versus not okay. You know, I just think that you should be able to find solutions to disciplinary issues without raising your hand or a switch to a child. And I thank you, Chuck, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know there are parents who have managed to raise their kids without ever striking them, and I
your
think
parents
those guys
pretty much did.
Are heroes.
Well, okay, so I think that what things Chuck's right about is that to some extent you vacate power in the relationship, the parent-child relationship, when corporal punishment's in play. Like, things have changed in this world, and well, like it or not, a kid can claim that they're abused, and CPS, without the knowledge, a child can claim without the knowledge and understanding of what will happen when a Child Protective Services is called, that they can claim that abuse has occurred, and that puts the parent that has used spanking as a as laid the foundation of the parent-child relationship on foundation of spanking, puts them at a disadvantage. Now, we've never spanked my son. I will not take the position that you do, Ian. I would not remove it from the table as far as the ways of handling issues in the home. But I think it puts the parent at a disadvantage. 855 450 free. Free talk live.
More coming up.
She gives us her own special Christmas ornament every year. This year, she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from PersonalCreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's PersonalCreations.com, secret code 6767.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. We've talked about speech in schools, religious freedom, corporal punishment even came up. So all kinds of different things that you could discuss if you'd like or bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. ProXPN. If you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. They make it so you're protected from snooping. Maybe you're at a coffee shop just tapping away on your laptop. Well, what you don't realize is the coffee shop administrator might be logging all of the websites that you're visiting or the search terms.
They are.
Certainly, your internet service provider is far more likely to be logging that information, and they might keep that info up to 5 years in some cases. So if you want to stop that snooping, you go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started by downloading their free app for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices as well. Plus, if you're a Linux user, there are instructions on how to get set up. Just contact their technical support, and they'll help you out there. It's a little bit more complicated, but actually fairly easy to do with Linux. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started there. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you can get it all for 50% off the price of their annual account by using code FTL50. And that's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, the number 50. And then there's also a different code, which gets you a Bitcoin discount of 62% on the annual account. That code is FTLBTC. So those are the codes, FTL50, FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that's priceless with proxpn.com/FTL. It's all there with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Encrypt your internet connection and protect yourself from various different people who might be interested in, well, snagging your info. ProXPN.
They're everywhere.
That's right. ProXPN.com/FTL. As we go back to the phones and the fun, well, let's talk to Justin in Valdosta, Georgia. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I agree that there should be a certain level, a certain amount of free speech in schools, and I only say that because, like one of the previous callers, I think there should be certain guidelines set up, but to me, that's where you get into a gray area of what would be those boundaries, because there's going to be, you can about bet, there's going to be a group or students that, I'm just going to use an example, say they were Satanists. Okay, well, when those students get up and preach in a non-disruptive way, you know, in front of the whole school, what is the student body reaction? What's the staff, you know, what is
who cares?
The reaction to that? I mean, you're right.
Who cares what people think that, about it? If you don't like it, yeah. you should preach something against it.
Right, right. And also, as far as that, some students, I'm sure they may feel that they shouldn't, or some people may feel they shouldn't have to be obligated to react, and they do also have the choice not to react, but I do think they should, you know, counter preach something of their own. But as far as just the community reaction or the reaction as a whole, as an example, you know, as Satanists, if they shut those people down, then I think that it would be a double standard to allow the preaching of Christianity, which I am a Christian.
Absolutely.
Myself, but I mean, I don't understand how I'm curious as to how they would approach the situation as far as the guidelines, basically. I mean,
well, we know how the school's approaching the situation in the story that we talked about in the very beginning of the show. For those of you just tuning in, it's a young man in high school. He has been Michael Lill, in the Seattle area. He has been suspended multiple times for preaching and handing out biblical tracts and things like that. So the school's handling it by using violence against him, threatening him, and that's not cool. So I think that the way it should be handled is he should be allowed to speak, and then anybody else who wants to speak, including Satanists or atheists or whoever it is that has another message to deliver, should also be allowed to deliver it. And do you agree with that?
I mean, I do. I just know that the reality of the situation would be there would be an outrage, you know, just because of Satan, you know, Satanism, I guess, being the religion that it is and the nature that it is.
Well, that's the Christians' fault, then. If the Christians want to have outrage about that, all that does is it brings more attention to the Satanists. So if you look at, for instance, you know, with the Christians that have just lost the case in Florida, we talked about this a few days ago on Free Talk Live, where the Florida, what is it, the legislature has a rotunda in which different organizations have been allowed to set up nativity scenes in the past. Well, because the Christians were there setting up their nativity scene, the Satanists decided they wanted to come along and set up their own, you know, religious display of some sort. So because the Christians were there exercising their free speech, then it's only fair to allow the Satanists to come in. And then if the Christians then complain about the content of the Satanist speech, then, you know, they're completely hypocritical in that particular case, if that's what they do. So the best solution to the problem, if you will, of Satanists from the Christian's perspective should be to just ignore them and to let them be, rather than bringing more attention to them, rather than, you know, giving the news media an excuse to come in there and, you know, make some hay out of what is otherwise just somebody talking. I thank you for the call tonight, Justin. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of Christians, Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys. Hey, I wanted to say Merry Christmas from the Christian Anarchist to you and all of your listeners.
Merry Christmas to you, Gene.
Happy holidays, Gene.
I am having a great time. Just wanted to chime in for a minute. I've actually started a Wikipedia page for the first time in I don't know how many years now. I thought about
it. What's the Wikipedia page for?
Well, for the username Christian Anarchist, or, you know, all one word with no spaces.
Okay.
So far, I haven't been able to find a real easy way on Wikipedia to find a list of users, but if you go to Google and type in wiki and then the username, and then it comes up. So it's easy to find through Google. Google knows everything about us. They're almost as all-seeing as the NSA.
Now, if people wanted to find out about Christian anarchism, what do you think the best way to do that is?
Well, Google has a good article on Christian anarchism, too. Okay.
I always thought the Kingdom of God Was Within You by
Tolstoy.
Tolstoy is a really great book.
Gene, now are you making a page about you, your username, yes, or are you making a page about Christian anarchy?
No, it's about me. It's kind of a little bit of my history and what I went through in the 60s and how my life has formed me into a Christian anarchist and what.
Isn't that against the rules of the Wikipedia? I can't say I'm intimately familiar with how they work, but from what I understand, sort of the common usage guideline is that you can't edit your own page. Like that's supposedly a no-no.
Actually, if you were to put a page about a subject, yes, like the Christian anarchy page, you can't, you know, anybody can edit it and make changes. But if you are the username, you know, your username is John Smith, and you create a username page under John Smith, and you can, in fact, they say only that user is supposed to edit that page. Other people are not supposed to edit a page on a user. So this is under the username Christian Anarchy, not under the page.
So it's not a page about your username. It is just your own username, your own profile. I gotcha. All right, yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I guess that's really all. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. It's been
happy holidays to you, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let's continue on here and go to Dustin. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Dustin.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays to you guys.
Go for it, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have had the same struggle this young man had, although I wasn't suspended for it because I don't know how his methodologies are. I haven't really read about it. But what I tried to do was set up a club for Christians and other believers to meet and talk about our relationship with God and all that. And kept running into brick walls, you know, that kept being told it wasn't allowed, it wasn't allowed, it wasn't allowed. And what I would suggest for this young man to do is look at the law on the books in the state and how this sort of language is permitted in the schools. Because, you know, the Constitution says that we have free speech, that Congress can't abridge our free speech. However, local governments and government bodies can.
Okay.
Yeah, and the school is a government body. They can't eliminate our free speech. They can only define how we exercise it. So in my case, I got a petition from about 60 students, which was pretty big considering our school only had 500.
And that's a lot.
Argued my case to the assistant principal, to the principal, and to the superintendent, and then drafted a letter explaining the situation and presented to the school board. And they did it not because they wanted to, but because I showed them that they were required to under the guidelines.
Good on you, and Dustin. Thanks for sharing your story tonight.
And we met after school every day. So this kid, he can do it. He's just got to find out.
There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
If something in this facility breaks, spends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you?
Are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.